Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You probably think Smith Rowe should still go?
I don't think so.
Nah, Smith Rowe a gunman.
Smith Rowe's a gunman, but Mount's trash. These are sick.
He's better
I'm picking
Mount.
Smith Rowe over Mount.
He's not better than Mount. Grow up.
Who? Smith Rowe.
I'm picking Smith Rowe over Mount.
These are sick.
I love the smirk though, troops. I love the smirk.
Tigo, stop hating, bro. What do you mean, grow up?
Smith Rowe over Mount.
This is why I'm so sad about Chelsea here, because everything we've done don't even benefit the players. Like we've ruined everything. We've ruined football.
Filthy at five.
This is Jacobs.
What? Filthy at five, filthyat5.com. Boys, we got a guest today who's the first guest who's ever been on Filthy and Pardon My Take. And I know most of you lot don't know what that means.
I know.
That means something.
I'm cultured.
Troops.
Yo.
What's going on?
Back again.
Long overdue.
You've been here before.
Yeah, man. Back again, blood. Like, come on. You know we always come back again. Look at Arsenal, blood. Back again. You understand?
If Troops one of them guests we're going to take a picture for.
You're not Arteta anymore then?
Blood, that's been years, man. Like, I swear it's just like, man, I'm bored, fam. Like, I swear down, bro.
Were you bored when you said it or are they bored now?
No, we were 15th,
blood. It was facts.
It was facts, blood. You understand?
Jordy brought up a good point before the cameras turned on. Imagine losing 5-0 to Arsenal and then the next day seeing Troops.
He didn't even want to spud me outside, blood. I was like, yo, where's the door, blood? He's like, yeah, just go around there, blood.
I'm going to send it to the estate. I was going to send it to the estate.
Have you seen Dan's Twitter?
Call Marx's ops.
Just let the wolves have him, mate.
For us, it don't matter. It's a disgusting way to lose. But it don't really matter. Win, lose, or draw, it didn't really change nothing for us.
But hey, Dan, your tweet... Dan, your tweet before the game, though, it said otherwise.
Mm.
What did he say?
He said they're going to spoil our season.
We kind of did, you know.
It's not getting better
we
than
did
this.
Bro, we did, because now you've got major hope. I think we've done it again.
Now if Arsenal don't win the league, that's you.
I think we've done the Jedi mind trick on them.
Are you poaching?
No, I was never poaching.
Okay.
I was never poaching.
Obviously it's hard to say after the last result, but I don't think he's doing all right over there.
You know my thing about bikinis.
That's not bikinis, that's bikini. Results. That was results.
That's not, the one that's a bikini, unbeaten in 8. What does that mean? What does that even mean? We played Sheffield United with 10 men for like 75 minutes.
Yeah, fair enough.
Like, come
they
on.
They did the Burnley as well.
If Jackson went in a cycle, you'd be in the finals.
Take the bikini off.
Who?
Take
Muggs.
It off.
Take it off, Mugs.
Whoa. That's hey, mad. Yo. You shouldn't have said the first one.
Hey, yo. Yo, that's mad.
That is class.
I know you're using that clip as well. That's crazy.
Hundreds.
I'm not talking to Dan.
Why?
Because I know where this is going to go. So I don't want to talk to Dan.
What do you mean, Jordy?
Uh-oh.
What are we talking about? Twitter? Should we talk about Twitter? Because since you want to talk about my tweets... Jordy's
very talented.
Yeah! I'm blood! What's going on? What is going on?
I'm going to tell everybody now, yeah, just for the sake of the show, yeah, don't push him. Don't push him. Now, please.
No, but for the sake of the show, we should push him.
Has anyone watched Baby Reindeer yet?
Is it good?
Yeah, very good. Yeah.
Okay, give it a chance.
It's new on Netflix.
Is that like a baby shark?
The main man that you see in the
comedian
thing,
guy, yes. Yeah.
It happened to him.
What happened?
Rock.
He got stalked.
Oh, you need to watch it.
But he rated her at the end or something.
No, you gotta watch it. You gotta watch it. It's complicated.
What is it? Is it that doctor thing?
No, man.
It's a comedian. My girl's watching something where like this doctor saved this girl's life and she's forgotten. He's dealing with two of them, man.
Hollyoaks.
Nah. It's on Netflix, man.
You can't save the thing's life and then she loses her memory and he starts stopping her.
Nah, he saved her life, but
that's
she don't Mog's remember.
Story.
Mog's story.
Mog's one.
Are you talking about that Emma Stone film? That Emma Stone film. I'm not watching.
Whenever she puts on something, I just zone out.
Who's Emma Stone? Hermione?
No, Emma Stone is the Spider-Man's girlfriend, but not this Spider-Man, Andrew Garfield.
Only Garfield I know is the cat. Proper Garfield.
Original Spider-Man.
That's not the original, that's Tobey Maguire. That's Kirsten Dunst. Yeah, come on, man.
Was Tobey Maguire the one in Green Street?
No.
Nah, that's Elijah.
That's Elijah Wood.
They're both from the same era. Yeah.
Yeah, that's Lord of the Rings.
But Tobey Maguire is in Red Jackets now. No, Yellow Jackets.
Does he act like that all the time? Because you know in Spider-Man, he's kind of
Woods?
A bit of
a weirdo, a proper weird.
He's the kind of weird, he seems weird, but is he like that in every film?
They have them roles, like a man, where they play that same type of role. Like.
Yeah.
Miles, you got any thoughts on this? We're talking acting here.
Who's a better actor out of them two?
Elijah Wood. Tobey Maguire?
Elijah Wood, I'd say.
Why?
He did Lord of the Rings, didn't
he? What's the movie where they yam his legs? Sin City. You seen Sin City?
They yam his legs in Sin City?
The wolves. They yam his legs.
Is it black and
white?
Black and
white,
innit?
Yeah, I've seen it,
but I don't really remember it.
It's black and white.
Yeah, I ain't watched it.
I remember it's
done like a comic style, innit?
Yeah.
Little hint of red, innit, sometimes.
There's some yellow. There was a yellow boss in there or something as well.
Yellow boss.
It might be.
Jamaican.
No, you're right.
There was, innit?
Yeah. You're 100%
Bashman,
right.
Bashman, it's warm to you.
Dance.
Yeah, the yellow boss.
There was a yellow boss.
Well. Dan's gone to collect debts. Dan's
collecting debts, yeah?
Collecting debts.
Dan's doing accountancy now.
That's it, man. Anyone that owes me money, I want it. I want my money.
Where did you watch the game yesterday?
I watched some of it in the studio, some of it at my house.
When you left your studio, what time was it?
Half time.
What was the score?
Half time.
Maybe you're the bad omen, because you left and you held four.
You know what? It don't even matter about Chelsea, you know? The thing is, Chelsea and media, but we're going to have the same season. Me and you, we're going to have the same season.
No, we're not, blood.
Trophy-less.
We're
going to have the
trophy-less.
Same season.
Trophy-less is what he's
no. We're going to have
no, but they're going to finish in Europe. I'm with you. You might get Europa, though.
Europa, you're mad.
I'm glad we've given you hope. I'm glad. What's that, Jordy?
I didn't say that.
What was that, Jordy?
I didn't say that. I'm just watching my brothers talk, man.
Do you know what I love about this, though? I honestly think the roles have reversed now. I think Chelsea's going to be for 20 years and Arsenal's going to be on the ascendance for 20 years. I think
what about you?
What do you mean, me? In life, Miles? Is it about me, Miles?
What about you?
I'll be great in 20 years.
Still, we ain't seen you in a film. You're not in a film yet.
I still ain't seen your producer credits. I still ain't seen your producer credits. Where's your producer credits, Savage Dan?
They're everywhere.
Savage Dan's meant to be a boxer all night in fight. Be a wass on the net. Fight me then, innit?
Oh, wow.
Hey. Look at now.
Let's fight.
Miles, his voice went down a tone. He said, yeah.
I said, yeah.
Over there.
All right. Do it after. Cut.
Wait.
Why is he taking a chair?
he took the chair.
Why did he take the chair?
Bro, you're going to get proper cuffed up there, you know. Boat ain't been back, bro.
Oh, I saw Boat.
Huh?
I saw Boat outside Manor House train station.
Train station. Yep, makes sense. How did I know? I just finished the sentence for you. How did I know?
But for some reason, he messaged me after and just put that emoji.
Does that?
I said, cool.
Did what dance on
I told you, I can't remember where I was going with Bolt one time. I was supposed to meet him at the station. I took the train there. After I got off the train, he jumped out of the driver's seat and just backed up and said, yeah. So come on, kiddie, let's step. I said, what the f***? They're both a madman.
Bro, before he sends me any message, he always starts it with, where are you? Like, it's always something, like, it's always something mad.
You see, Bo, he sends me crazy messages sometimes. He'll message me late. He's like that. Where are you? I'm in my yard. Oh, I'm at. Your sister's in this dance.
What?
Just letting you know, she's acting like a lady. It's calm.
Saying, what? What are you talking to, man?
I rate that, though.
I've never asked him.
I rate that.
Nah, I hear him. You get me? He's got best interest at heart. You get me?
I'm not on all that, man. Don't tell me where my sister is.
Yeah, I hear that.
Do you know what, Dad? I'm kind of weird. Don't tell me where my sister is. Telling me where my sister is.
I'm here to fix your pipes.
Yeah. I love when he's in this mood.
Knock on the door, fix your pipes.
Take it off, Mox.
Nah, I hear him, you get me? He's got best interest at heart, you get me?
No. More, think about it. He's a sexy boy.
Do me last, man.
Mox, take the bikini off. Take the bikini off, Mox.
Well, today, boys, we're on neutral ground. Obviously, Chelsea's represented, Arsenal's represented, Man United's represented. Whoever Geordie's representing
today,
Wolves, Gary O'Neill. I hear it.
I like it.
We're going to talk about England.
Okay.
Because a lot of you are England fans.
Who's an England fan here?
Troops, England fan.
Yeah, because Arsenal players are there now. If they're not, I don't
care. I am an England fan.
I tell you straight.
Marg's a big England fan.
I'm a big England fan, yeah.
I'm an England fan.
Patriot, innit?
Yeah. Nah, he thought he'd leave.
He thought he'd leave.
Oh my god. Right, don't make a scene.
You see East London, yeah? East London is a mess, you know?
He thought he'd leave.
Nah, man, we got hoodwinked.
Okay, good.
Are we doing introductions today?
Yes. Okay. But we're going to talk about England. We're going to pick a 23-man squad. We're going to try and be unbiased because it's actually really difficult. England have got players this year. But before we get into it, I'm going to introduce the panel from my right to my left. He did a photo shoot the other day. He's got music coming. His name's Poet.
What's going on, man? And I've watched all of the John Wicks, but got told downstairs that it's a rubbish film. Miles, is this true?
I haven't seen any.
I've never
haven't
seen
you?
One.
No.
I need to see them.
I was watching it.
Oh, is that a film? No, because I see bare people online. It's called John Wick.
Just watch it.
Hey, bare them. What's going on?
Savage Danny's you. When he's in a bad mood, it's crazy.
They made John four Wick. Films because they killed his dog, bro. I ain't watched it either.
Hey, wait. Is it Liam Neeson? Is it Liam Neeson?
Keanu Reeves.
Nah, don't say that. They made like three films because they took Ong Bak's elephant.
Yeah, but elephant's different.
Elephant's different.
Well, elephant's different. Elephant's different.
It's
elephant's
a sacred animal, bro.
Next on the panel, he's got nothing going on. His name's Geordie.
You know what?
Go on.
No, he's got a lot going on.
He's always got a lot going on. I don't. You're right. Move on.
No, you went to PK's final the other day.
Oh, he lost.
Yeah.
Finally, we ain't spoke since.
Oh.
We ain't spoke since I spoke to him.
Next on the panel, he's doing well. Nothing to report. He's just up. Nothing. Financially, he's up.
No, I'm not. Dan. No, I'm not. I'm down bad.
Why are you down
bad?
You
got that £5. Hey.
He's collecting debts. This is nuts.
Next on the panel.
I don't even have debts to collect.
If I could get £5 every time United lost, though.
What?
Take the edge off, innit?
I'm like, yeah, for real.
Next on the panel, him and Savage Dan's boxing show, Boxing Mouthpiece, is...
He don't know much about boxing, you know.
Miles knows a decent amount. He doesn't know Ryan.
I thought that as well, man.
That's
what I
Devin Haney.
Then I sit down and this guy don't know nothing.
Really?
He only knows about like four fighters. All welterweights.
I think he's got quite a good boxing
knowledge. He's lashing
out. Yeah, he's got good boxing knowledge.
Calm down, man. This ain't a show. Calm down.
You didn't see Ryan Garcia coming, though?
Nah, I didn't see that. No one saw that coming.
I saw that coming. We've been talking about Ryan Garcia for years.
He drank a beer at the weigh-in, man. The guy's got major ADHD.
Anyway, Miles was also on the club rattling Rory, and now it's time for
Dan. Only right. Yeah, of course. Best looking guy on YouTube. I'm meant to be streaming.
Next on the panel, he's definitely is streaming. He's been playing GTA, the London edition, the London mod.
I'm streaming every day now.
And Let Me Land is calling out 80s babies.
We are calling them out. Not you, man. I rate you, man.
What am I doing?
The ones talking about violence online all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Stop now.
Get over it.
Yeah, it's over. I'm over it. So they have to be over it.
Next on the panel, he's back again. And he's a legend in British football at this point.
Northwest.
And he's for Northwest, and we knew it was going to be Northwest. There's a little Northwest corner here.
Look at him.
He went viral for MCing this week.
You went viral for MCing? Oh, yeah. No, you've been rapping.
That was a
yeah.
flow.
And Shea Borough.
Yeah. And my mum's black.
I know.
Yeah. Just thought I'd get that in, blood. You get me?
I don't know, truth.
Yeah. Man. I don't have no white in me, blood. Pause. You understand? The only white in my yard is my gyal. You get me? So
Queen.
You feel me?
Come on.
I don't understand, bro.
I like Queen.
So funny ad lib.
Just automatically assume that I'm black and white. I'm actually black and Pakistani.
Oh, you're black?
Yes, bro.
Yeah.
What?
Jamaican.
He's Jamaican, bro. Yeah. You're black like Margs and Poet then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I think I know what it means, but yeah. Should I get confirmation?
Because you like, it could easily assume that these like have a white parent.
Well, that blog page did.
Yeah, they thought I was the one with the white parent because I was there holding.
Did you comment and say, brother?
No, I just waited for. I just replied to the tweet, and then I know Shea Bro, they're gonna go screenshot it and post it.
Got you.
Then they try to say the man in question when they know who I am.
The man in question's cold.
The man in question.
That is such a rude way of phrasing it.
The man in question's cold.
Troops, aka the man in question.
And next on the panel, Pain Game, flying, just did their big live show this weekend.
It was cold, man.
Yeah, that's going off, blood.
Road to Wembley. The tickets are available for the quarterfinals, man. Down to the last eight MCs.
Where would you get them? On Pain Game's Instagram or?
On Pain Game's Instagram, click the link in the bio, my Instagram.
I think I want to start a bet.
Go on.
I'm willing to put down whatever on who's Orion.
Whatever?
PSA, go all the way.
PSA bet.
What's
good still.
Put how
much
is it?
Yeah, put a number. How much?
No, a quid.
It's trembling.
A quid. Anyway, his name's Margs.
Filthy's first Brexiteer.
only.
I never have another one. I didn't mean it.
we're in
you know what they say though, man? Bury me in a Stretford in, man.
Boys, did England have a good goalkeeper?
No.
Yeah.
Not in goal.
Yeah, they don't play him, though.
Not they don't goal. Play him. Yeah, they don't play him. I think Ramsdale should start for England.
He should, but he's not.
He doesn't start for his club, though.
That's Arsenal politics.
Yeah.
He might thrash.
What about Maguire though? Because he was starting for United and he was starting for England.
Yeah, but he's Beckham Bauer in a English shirt.
And to be fair to Pickford, he's better in an English shirt than he is for Everton.
So what about Henderson then? Because he's been doing all right this season.
What,
still.
Hendo?
Dean Henderson.
Oh.
Well, he's been injured most of the season, hasn't he?
But he's been all right.
If Pope wasn't injured, it would have been Pope, possibly.
I agree with that.
I think
Nick Pope was going crazy.
But his feet are terrible.
I was going to say, he can't play out.
You can't play out from the back, blood.
Does it matter? Are they all kind of meaty anyway?
No, Ramsdale can play.
Ramsdale's good with his feet, and Pickford is good at long passing.
Yeah, but Pickford's got ADHD bad.
Yeah, but they both got ADHD. Ramsdale and Pickford.
No, Ramsdale's ADHD is very unique.
Yeah, he'd be talking to fans.
He's only by himself, bro.
Is it?
Yeah.
Guys,
okay, if the tournament is roll on, roll off, Ramsdale can play.
What about like Jason Steele?
Who's that?
He's a rotation at Brighton.
He sounds like someone shot his dog. Jason Steele? That's a film name.
That's a porno. That's a porn star.
It sounds like a plumber.
Did you say it sounds like someone stole his dog?
I'm here to fix your pipes.
Yeah.
It's a porno thing.
Wait, what? Excuse me? You're here to do what?
Knock on the door, fix your pipes. Then he slammed the gal out in the kitchen.
Oh, did you see Marcus' impression? That was crazy.
I'm here to fix your pipes.
Now, pipes is calm. If you said pipe.
No, but the plural thing is just a different category.
So let's say we're doing Pickford Ramsdale, because goalkeeper's not an interesting subject. It's why we barely cover goalkeepers on this show. Who's the third goalkeeper they're taking? Sam Johnston, Dean Henderson?
Is there a black keeper?
What? Sam Johnston sits behind Dean Henderson.
But they ain't going to bring three keepers, though.
Of course they are.
I think bringing three keepers is a waste of a sub.
Because you take two keepers to a match, bro.
Yeah.
So there has to be another one.
You have to.
Yeah, you have to.
Some people put two keepers on the bench.
You got to remember that the whole team's on the bench as well.
The whole team's on the bench?
Mm.
That's dumb.
And in training, fam, two keepers, surely that can't suffice if you have that much people. We might have to break up into threes. And honestly,
should we even from a session perspective, like you need one goalkeeper to just be firing shots.
So
Sam Johnston then?
Nah, man, Dean Henderson, man. Dean Henderson all day.
Just a quick one. Savage, that note, Jordy, who does Sam Johnston play for?
Sam Johnston plays on the bench for Palace.
He played most of the season, yeah.
That's good. How do you know that?
I watch football.
You said I watch football?
Yeah.
Dean Henderson, man.
It's an ugly set of players, though, isn't it? Pickford, Ramsdale, Johnston.
Like, back in the day, you had, like, Seaman, Pause. Martin. You had, like, Martin.
Nigel Martin.
Flowers. It was a bit more, yeah, Tim Flowers.
And even then, you had Paul Robinson coming up.
Who's been England's best keeper, then? Other than the guy
Peter
who
Shilton.
But other than Peter Shilton,
I'll say David Seaman.
Gordon
David
Banks.
Seaman. I'd say Seaman.
But hey, troops, you weren't alive. Stop that.
You said our life.
Weaves, yeah, we've
oh,
seen.
That we've seen.
Yeah, man.
Oh.
That's David Peter Shilton.
I don't know who Gordon Banks is.
He won the World Cup, blood.
I thought that was a Fresh Prince team.
Nah, blood.
I thought that was a Fresh Prince. Carlton's
uncle. That's don't know who Gordon Banks is. Nah, no, bad.
Someone said to me, England have never really had a bad team apart from that Glenn Johnson era.
They've had
it went a bit weird.
That's bad.
The Steve McLaren.
It went weird.
Yeah, that's, but outside of that, England's actually always had a good team.
No, 2012.
Nah, 2014 as 20, well. 20, Brazil World Cup. That team was poor.
Who was that again?
You had flipping, what? Sterling was like a baby.
He was a baby. Was that Glenn Johnson
Sturridge
too, though?
Was up front.
Is that when they got knocked out by Iceland? Is that the Iceland team?
Why can't I remember that?
That team was dead. It was the Iceland team. The Iceland and then team they went to the Euros. That team was dead.
Yo, so 2014, 2012, and 2008 are three England teams that I just think...
When Gerrard was captain. When Gerrard was captain, it was
It's never bad, but it's not good sometimes. Let's have it right.
Well, let's talk centre-backs.
Finally. T, do you want to start?
Well, you know what I thought about?
You know he's going to go Everton boy.
I'm not a fan of Harry Maguire, right? And John Stones actually plays like Abu Dhabi minutes.
Okay.
If you look at his career over the last 5 years, he basically is... He's not functioning. He doesn't work.
When he does play though, he's good, man.
This season, but he's been injured.
Last
though.
Season, he was consistent.
He was injured though this season.
Nah, last season he had a lot of injuries. Last season,
did he? But yeah. he was out there, one of their main players. Like when he moved into midfield,
he has big highlighted moments, isn't it? Like that Champions League final, it made me not even know how much his contributions were in the season. All I remember is the Champions League final they won. So as far as I'm concerned, he's a key player. Which
so
is
so. Can
poor.
We all say that John Stones goes then?
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah,
of course he goes. Yeah.
He's the best centre back. He's the best centre back we got.
But John Stones don't play football. Like, people ain't clocked it, but...
You know John Stones' agenda? You've been pushing it heavy for a while.
Heavy.
Like, heavy.
I know the name he's going to throw into this squad as well, by the
Jared.
Way.
Jared. Even when he's playing good, you're onto him. And I get it about the minutes.
He plays
that.
Good like one game and then goes missing for 4 weeks. And I mean missing. I mean like he's hiding out somewhere.
Where?
So what, you wouldn't start him because of that reason?
Nah, I'm not even saying that. I'm just saying like, I watched Chelsea this weekend and I watched two young centre-backs who don't play with each other enough and saw the most shambolic central defensive performance I've seen this season. I thought, you know what, let's just be honest, you just got to pick players that know each other.
Also, the Harry Maguire thing, I hear it, but you definitely got to separate United. I
can't
Maguire
tell if that was a shot.
And England Maguire.
No.
Because for the England, for England.
I can't tell if that was a shot. Should I retaliate? You know,
he's stellar.
His style of football is not the same as the players he plays with.
That's true, but he does.
So
it,
I don't get it.
He does it for England, though.
Who, Maguire?
Yeah. But a lot of it is to do with what Tigo said. To see the style, when I watch England play, I'm like, yeah, if Man United played similar to that, maybe you'd have the Harry Maguire that you have for England.
But there's been times this season that Harry Maguire has looked like Man United's best player in the back four.
Yeah,
though.
Facts.
What's that?
Facts.
And where Man United?
No, but when you have to change
your system and you have to go and win stuff, that man is not going to be there.
Yeah, but he's
when things are looking bad, you can rely.
But he's amongst winners, though. He's going to be amongst winners. He's been amongst the best winners.
What's Harry Maguire done in the past 3 years, man?
He's going to be amongst like the best players in the country, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So him and John Stones in the centre back position, they ain't bad. It's not bad.
You know you're playing like other really good teams, like really good teams like Brazil that
are
going
to have
Vinicius
and Rodrigo. You know that England's got to the semi-final
and
the final, right?
And done what?
What do you mean?
So something has to change, bro. That's great
records, yeah, he's got there. He's done
bro,
it.
You're not winning, though. You know what I'm saying? You didn't win it at home. You didn't win it at Wembley. Like, there's a reason, bro.
Yeah, but look, Gabriel and Saliba, for example, are good. We know they're good, but they ain't won anything. Does that mean because they ain't won anything, they're not
good? But you're talking about younger players now that I'm saying I've got a history. I've got a catalogue of Maguire, bro. It's not good.
Yeah. Like, England catalogue is decent. If we talk about for England.
And England's catalogue that I've seen, they haven't won anything. And we all say they should have won something.
Yeah, didn't he score a penalty, Harry Maguire? Didn't he bang a pen?
Nah, not for England.
Yes, he did. In the final, he did.
I love when he's in this mood.
So, okay, what are we doing? Picking four centre-backs here?
Which is easy.
I think it's probably five.
Konsa's got to go.
Why? You got to take a risk, man.
What?
Konsa has to go. How are you saying what? Konsa has been absolutely quality, mate.
Walker can come over in a free if you need to. You don't need to take five centre-backs.
So we're going Stones and Harry Maguire. Hold on. Yeah. Harry Maguire, that's two
Stones,
locked in.
Stones, Harry Maguire.
We're 26-man squad.
Braithwaite.
But there's two guys in Italy right now, Smalling and Fikayo Tomori.
No, they don't get it.
Smalling, no. Tomori should get a shot.
No, Tomori doesn't.
I like your Konsa shout, though.
Konsa's been absolute quality, bro.
He's playing right back.
He can play right back. He can play left back. He can cover the whole back line, blood.
England, if there's one thing England don't need is extra right backs.
But then he could play in left back position as well and centre back position.
Versatility, I think, does come into it when you add in an extra centre back.
Because in international football, you need versatile players, bro. You need that because injuries are going to happen. Look how you're playing so quickly.
If versatility comes into it, though, does Joe Gomez go above Konsa?
Yes.
Gomez has to.
Blood, that's what I'm saying. Maguire don't start. For me, it's Stones and Gomez.
That's insane.
Stones and Gomez start.
That's insane.
Why is that insane?
Gomez
is a centre back. No way. That's crazy.
Why is that insane?
Because under Klopp, you trust it, but not under Southgate.
Not under Southgate, no.
You know what it is? I rate Gomez, but he's fried.
Bro, remember they were calling him Ice Spice? This year's been like a flipping whole redemption season, blood.
I don't remember that.
No, they were calling him Ice Spice. I remember.
Years ago on Twitter, bro.
Calling him Ice Spice.
Remember Shalva Hussam, blood. I mean, man was twerking like a warrior. It was mad.
Ice Spice, bro.
There's a lot of centre backs in England.
Ice Spice.
Yeah, blood. They were. This is Liverpool fans, Miles, blood. These are Liverpool fans.
Marks looks more like Ice Spice than Gomez.
Why are you Ice Spice enough the man? What's the man them got to do with it?
Like, just picture him with the afro now.
You're moving mad,
man. His face is Ice Spicy. Come on, man.
What you want?
His face is Ice Spicy.
Ice Spicy.
All right, that's crazy.
Muggs looks like a spice.
His CTE is itching him. That's what it is.
There's only one English centre-back in the Champions League semi-final. Yes, there is.
Oh, Eric Dier, that clown.
The man of the match in the last game.
He's very, very bad.
You got Harry Maguire in the squad.
Harry Maguire is better than Dier?
Question. Do you think Eric Dier looks like a worse player than Harry Maguire if he's at Man United for those last few years?
I know you got a show to make, but you can't do the Dier Maguire thing.
Yeah, the Dier thing can't.
That's
right.
Stupid.
This is
That's
England
mad.
Talk.
Nah, man.
When, what's Dier done for England?
Yeah.
Free
he
kick.
Took that free
he got
kick.
Man
free
got
kick. That free
yeah,
kick
but
was cold.
Man, bad. No, but he got man knocked out by Iceland. Thunderclap, blood. Elephant man. Thunderclap FC.
He plays DM. Back in the day, he used to play DM. I don't think I've seen him play DM in a long time.
He played DM. Did he score his debut for Spurs?
Based off every name I've heard recently, England ain't got a chance at this. Anyway, like, we need to wrap this episode up.
All right, versatility. Let's talk versatility. Centre back.
Yeah. I know who you're going to say.
Go on.
Mark Gehi.
No, he's not versatile.
Johnny Evans.
No, he's Irish. He's not versatile. Levi Colwill.
He is
very
versatile.
Yeah, very versatile.
And, all right, no.
Colwill's good. Colwill don't go. He don't go.
Colwill does not go.
He don't
Colwill
go.
Don't go, man.
I take him, you know. A left-footed, now that Mings has obviously done his ACL, he's not going to be back and all of that, yeah? I take Colwill because I hate right-footed centre-backs playing on the left-hand side of a, because they're just all over the shop. Like, I don't know what it is, but they just can't do it. But I get it. I can't play left-centre-half either. I don't know why.
No. My four would be Stones, Maguire, Konsa, Braithwaite.
Konsa's
got to go.
What's going on?
The thing is, England don't really have a good left-back. So by bringing someone like Levi Colwill, it does in certain games, you can just go, do you know what? You just go on the left-hand side. You're a centre-back.
Well, who would the left-backs be? Oh, we'll get there.
From knowledge, it's not been good. And I take a look at Premier League football. A lot of people are using their centre-backs as wingers, as right-backs on left-backs now anyway, to stop these types of wingers. You kind of need defensive-minded full-backs. Levi Colwill is probably a good shout.
I'm going to throw a couple more names that are in the running. Jarrell Konsa, Mark Gehi, Lewis Dunk.
Yes, Dunk goes.
I'm not taking Dunk over Colwill, you know.
Are you mad? Dunk
and ball, you know.
Dunk and ball. He's like, that's a ball playing centre back. He plays at the back.
It's not what I said.
I want to dunk.
I rate Dunk.
Was that last game he panicked in and done foolishness, give that goal away?
No, Lukaku.
What?
What are you talking about? Lukaku?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, man.
Foolishness.
Over 40, man.
We don't need that.
No, but you have, like, you can have an error in it. Everyone makes an error, bro.
He looked terrified every time the ball was near him.
Yeah, and it was too big for him.
It wasn't even for anything. What are you talking about? Get out of here, man.
All right, well, let's vote then.
Lewis Dunk has to get into
Konsa or Dunk, Poet?
What?
I'm going to gear towards Konsa. Jordan? To be honest,
Konsa's Congolese,
man. It has to be Konsa.
Lewis Dunk.
Lippy?
Konsa.
You got a rubbish.
Is that them two, Konsa?
I've got to be honest, man.
Konsa.
All right, so we got three.
Wait.
We got three.
Wait.
What are we waiting for?
So who's the fourth one then? Why can't be Dunk at that
point? That will be next.
Coming next. You know that's how the... <He's> the <one.
laughs> You wouldn't think he's a Chelsea fan. He's gone nuts.
Now, Lewis Dunk gets in, but I want to hear this fourth one.
All right. This next vote is Jarrod Branthwaite versus Lewis Dunk, Poet. Left footed centre back.
I'm going to go Jarrod, man. That Braithwaite. Come Arsenal. If you're watching, if you are, come Arsenal.
Jordy?
I'm not going Jarrod. I'm going Dunk.
Boys, one mic, one sec, go on.
I'm going Dunk for this one.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dan?
Yeah. I'm not even going to say anything.
It's because you don't know who Branthwaite is.
No.
Miles?
Who's Dunk?
Lippy?
No, I'm going Dunk, so.
Nah, Braithwaite.
Yeah, Branthwaite. Come on, Tigo. Have you not seen
him? I'm going Branthwaite because I'm on record, innit?
But not just because you're on record, though.
Have we not seen what Lewis Dunk has been doing in the Prem? Everything goes through him. The whole play goes for him.
What do you mean everything goes?
And when they play out the back, it goes through him. It starts through Dunk.
We but Miles, are you a bit scared of that?
And he's a good centre back?
No, he's a good centre back, but are you scared? That style, that England don't do that though.
Huh?
England don't do that.
They keep the ball
a lot
in that first
third. And he can defend. Lewis Dunk can't defend.
Yeah, the midfield, they keep the ball so much in that first third. All the defenders are going to touch the ball. You're moving like he's some playmaking centre back. And he's not. He's not no playmaking centre back.
All right, boys. Our four centre backs at this point: John Stones, Harry Maguire, Ezri Konsa, Jarrod Branthwaite.
So Gomez misses out.
Well, he might make it as an option.
Well, we're going to put him as a right back.
Maybe.
Okay, cool.
Because we're going to do left backs now. Okay, now there's two habitually injured left backs.
They're not making it.
Habitually injured: Ben Chilwell and Luke Shaw.
Yeah, good. Chilwell can stay over there.
Chilwell, yeah.
Yeah. We know he's going to be in that squad.
Yeah,
that's
the
thing.
We do.
If he's fit, Chile will be there, definitely.
So, like, are we doing this realistic or is it just us?
It's not realistic.
It's the filthy team. We're not guessing.
Of course we're not doing realistic because Dunk's not in it.
Bro, I'll bang you in your chest.
So you might as well carry this on. You might as well carry on, innit?
I'll give you some more left-back options. Levi Colwill, again. Tariq Mitchell, still yet to play for England for some reason.
Because he's Jamaican. He's just got to say it. He's just got to claim it now.
Sorry, just quickly. We're not picking Shaw on that because of the injuries, innit? Shaw's no option.
No, it's up to us whether he's an option.
Can we pick one of the injured guys? Like, just one of them.
But then Shaw then. Shaw then.
Shaw?
Yeah, Shaw over Chilwell all day. All day. I think Savage, you're just being bad.
It's the same thing. I hate both of them. Not
gonna lie. Yeah, but it's a lesser of the evil. And the lesser evil is Shaw, blood.
Shaw and Colwell, because he can go double up as a centre-back as well.
Yeah, I'm with that. Mitchell.
That is good. That's good squad building.
There's four centre-backs already.
And Northwest is in a power block over here. Tyreek Mitchell's Northwest.
He's a Wembley youth still.
Is he from Wembley?
Yeah, Northwest. Oh, he's Harrow. I thought he's a Wembley youth.
He played for Wembley. That's my scholar.
You can't believe it.
Yeah, put him in there.
And Dan Byrne. Versatility, centre-back, left-back. Nah.
We've seen Trippier play left-back, though. Can we use Trippier left-back?
You need an up-and-down left-back, bro.
If he gets caught one-on-one with one of them rapid wingers, bro, he's getting in a zubby.
But your two left-backs, Chilwell and Shaw, can play one-on-one, and they could go up and down, but we know they'll break down.
We ain't bringing Dan Byrne.
But T, they're going to play a right-back, left-back, though. They're going to play a right-back, left-back. It's just a matter of who.
Dan Byrne don't go. That's all I know.
How many times do you see Mitchell get done up in the Premier League? Like really?
Tariq Mitchell, brother, he's going to play for Jamaica.
Oh, that's even better for me. But I'm just saying.
For you, are you an England fan when it comes to this?
I'm Jamaican, bro.
No, but I'm saying, are you an England fan when it comes to these tournaments?
I'm all right.
You know Jamaican. You know Jamaican descent, are you?
What?
Uh-oh.
You're not even Jamaican. Why are you speaking on this?
You're a small island, you.
Oh, I said you're smally.
You're smally. Everyone knows that.
Troops, he's not even Jamaican.
Oh yeah, you're Bayesian, isn't
it? What are you talking about?
My mum's from Jamaica, my dad's from Barbados.
What, you're Bayesian? I thought he was joking.
No, so he's not joking on this.
My mum's from Jamaica, my dad's from Barbados. What's wrong with that?
Are we just going to back two injured left backs?
No. Nah. I think we should go Shaw and Chilwell.
Yeah,
I think we should go Shaw and Chilwell.
No.
Chilwell and Mitchell.
Chilwell can't even get
Let's
to
go Mitchell,
line.
Man. Wembley FC,
you
man.
Saying
I
not sure
is
stupid. You've got the Arsenal agenda. Look, man's not saying Shaw is stupid, bro.
Nah, sure.
Chilwell's mashed.
He's mashed, though, but he's more mashed.
No, but.
Chilwell's mashed.
But Lippy's right because of momentum, though.
What do you mean?
Because Shaw ain't playing, bro. Shaw and Mitchell, yeah?
Yeah, Shaw and Mitchell. Shaw and Mitchell.
Because it sounds like Shaw Michaels. Aye. Mitchell's a pretty boy, you know. When I think about it.
No, he's not.
More I think about it.
He's a sexy boy.
He just does dog work.
What?
He's not.
You don't know who he is.
He don't know who he is. Mitchell is mankind.
Nah, you're violent.
No, don't violent it.
You're mad.
He's not that bad.
He's not that bad.
The man said he's mankind. Yeah, all right, can we do the vote for Shaw and Mitchell then?
We've gone Shaw and Mitchell, yes.
Is that what we're doing, yeah?
We've done that.
We're
at right backs now.
We're out, boys.
We go with two right backs. And this, you remember a few years ago, it was like England got the best right backs, no question. Oh my God. And it's a good list. But Kyle Walker goes straight in, doesn't
Facts.
It? There's no question about
Facts.
That.
First name on a team sheet.
Hey, who was butting him up the other day, though? Jackson was toasting him, you know.
No, but I'm not going to lie, though. Did you see him against us last night?
Bro, he toasted Saliba.
Saliba. Because I said, when he ran, I said, Saliba, you're not going to catch him, bro.
Yeah, he was fast. Jackson's fast.
Right, Dan, why did he run through on goal and not shoot, though?
I think he's dyslexic.
Who, Jackson?
Not dyslexic, but he's something.
No, like, he doesn't know his right from his left.
Yeah, as in, yeah. I think he basically, you know, like when you're winning and you run to the corner flag, I think that's what he saw. And you see that? I'm not sure if you've seen Percy Jackson. But sometimes thing. He looked at the board and it would say a word.
That's the bakery.
But it would be all frazzled up.
That weren't dyslexia. That was his powers.
That was
in.
His powers.
Yeah.
So I'm saying. So now, obviously, this is his first season in the Prem. He don't know his powers.
So he don't know his powers yet. I heard that.
Are we ruling out Reece James?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 He ruled himself.
You're better off taking Lauren Blood.
It's got to be Trent. It's got to be Trent and Walker,
Big
man.
Trent and Walker. What about Kieran Trippier?
Trippier is good, but Trent has to go, and Walker's first name on the team sheet, and Trent has to go.
Can't we put Trent in midfield and then trade it?
Nah,
for
we're not
back?
Doing
what,
all
ben
that.
Ben White.
Not doing all that.
Why not?
We're not doing that.
Let's
man.
Give Ben White a go home. Let's give Ben White a home.
Ben White's the best right back in the league, right?
Why
now?
Doesn't Ben White want to play for them?
Because of Southgate and Holland.
He's from Gibraltar, man.
Your boy. He was a Chelsea youth, the Holland youth.
Who?
Holland. Steve Holland. He was a Chelsea youth.
Yeah, but what about him?
He's got beef with Ben White.
Why? Who has
ben
beef
White
with
said
Ben
he don't,
White?
Ben White said he don't watch football. And then Holland tries to say, oh, you're an idiot.
It's got to be Kyle Walker-Trent, isn't it?
It's got to be Walker and Trent. It's got to be Walker and Trent.
Our squad now is 11 players strong.
It's strong so far.
And we're going to go to our midfields.
It's decent.
And this is not attacking midfielders necessarily. This is midfielders. Let me just move this guy.
Rice Bellingham is done.
Yeah, I don't rate Gallagher.
Yeah, road.
He's got a goal.
Before we get there, there's a couple players
that surely have to be straight away in the list, right?
No talking. Rice.
Declan Rice.
Rice.
Jude Bellingham.
No
conversation.
No, that's attacking midfield probably. So we're talking more
Jude and his black mum.
So
you could just box him in.
Jude and his black mum. That's a big one. Jude and his black mum.
Can't we just put him? We just pick. How many midfielders is going to be? 8. We just pick. And we just fill him up.
Huh?
What?
You do
whoa,
what?
Whoa! Your highlights are terrible.
Stop. Stop.
Let's, no, don't split into attacking and defense.
We're going to do that. We're going to do that.
You're going to split it?
Yeah, we are.
All right, go on.
All right, so Declan Rice.
Sorry about that as well, by the way.
That's fine. Declan Rice.
Apologizing is crazy.
Should we rule out Jordan Henderson?
Yes.
Lippy, who gets in after Declan Rice?
Kobe. Kobe should be the first name. Kobe should go.
Kobe and Rice should be the pivot.
I forgot about that.
Kobe needs to be in there.
They're going to play a 4-2-3-1.
Kobe, Rice, Bellingham.
That's the three.
I'm saying 4-3-3, bro.
Forget the attackers for now. Just the midfielders.
Kobe, Rice, Bellingham.
Even though it's going to be an attacking midfielder, he's going to be a 2 in front of a 6.
Yeah.
So we're saying Kobe Mainoo's in. Is everyone
agree? Yeah. Kobe's in, yeah.
He's not starting,
come on. You
wouldn't
start Kobe.
He should start. Because who are you going to start then?
He's starting
Gallagher.
It's not him.
Not Gallagher.
Let's talk about Conor Gallagher, though, because you've got rid of Henderson. He's the most natural, like, Henderson kind of shadow player. Played very well in the first half against Arsenal the other day. I think he's been very good this season.
He's been good in the league, but in that England setup where he got his chance the other day, and it don't look right. It don't look like he's ready for that.
And he should go. I'm not sure if he should start in that England team.
Definitely shouldn't start anyway.
If Conor Gallagher is started for an England midfield, you are not winning no tournament, bro.
Anyway, look.
It's simple as.
England ain't winning it anyway.
That's not a hot take.
Well, you're not taking it seriously.
That's not a hot take at all.
No, it's a fact. It's a fact, what's his skill set?
What's his thing?
Running around.
No, he's good. He's better than that.
He should have done track. England might have a chance against Jamaica.
He has to go.
Big man thing. Imagine him running on both.
Because England's issues, when they play against the bigger teams, they're not difficult to beat, innit? They're easy to break down. And a player like Gallagher.
Because he's rock by I agree.
And ultimately, who are you going to pick ahead of him? Calvin Phillips?
Nah.
Calvin Phillips not go. Madison should definitely go, but we'll do that when we talk about attackers.
Would you take Ross Barkley?
I
would take Ross Barkley instead of Madison, because since Madison's come back from injury, you ain't seen him. These men were comparing Madison and Odegaard, blood. Where is Madison, bro?
You can't leave Madison at home and bring Ross Barkley, because Madison's quality.
I'd bring Barkley instead of Madison, bro.
You see the thing
about
Madison?
Look at the man them thinking.
Madison will probably never.
I kind of hear it, but
look at the momentum. Madison's been poor.
Madison will probably never touch the pitch, but you bring him.
Yeah, you bring Madison.
You bring him. I'm sorry.
What about Ruben Loftus-Cheek?
He's had his fit season.
Now he's escaped Chelsea. He's not getting injuries.
He's been decent for AC Milan, though. He's been decent still.
I'm not going to pretend like I've been watching him, you know.
I've seen a minute of him out there.
Anyone want to ride for James Ward-House? No.
I'd take Ward-Prowse instead. Madison.
No, Ward-Prowse, no chance. He's been cut.
Because he's
Gallagher
got set
then.
Pieces. That's what you're not Madison for.
The Calvin Phillips, the Ward Prowse, and like, they're miles off it.
You've got even Rice now who takes set pieces.
Ooh.
He's getting nowhere near the set pieces. But.
Yeah, no, though.
I ain't bringing one man for a set piece. You've got Trent.
Nah, if you're going to Ward Prowse on that, then he's right. Call it Gallagher then, man.
Yeah, Gallagher.
What are we doing?
I'm going to go Gallagher anyway. Gallagher.
More than anyone, bro.
Yeah, Gallagher, man.
Anyone think that Curtis Jones is worth taking?
No, not ready yet.
He's good though.
If you asked me in like September, I would have said maybe.
Probably next tournament. Next tournament. By next tournament.
Curtis Jones is proper good, you know. He's proper good.
I prefer Curtis Jones over Gallagher, but what Lippy spoke about, Gallagher's skill set, I'm just trying to figure out the whole time another player with that type of skill set that we can bring. There ain't no one there in it, so.
Gallagher's probably the most Hendo-ish like midfielder we got
in
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's shorter.
You need someone like that.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to quickly to attacking midfielders then. First name of the team sheet, Phil Foden?
Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
Oh, what would you Bellingham? Jude Bellingham's first.
Jude Bellingham.
Jude.
So what, we take a Jude as a 10 or a Jude as a 8?
He's an 8.5, isn't it?
They're going to play him in that 10. He's going to play in that 10.
He's not.
He should play in the 8 for me, man. He's got to play in the 8.
Two 8s, whatever it is, but he's going to have that advanced role. He's going to have that.
Yeah, he don't, like, the agility. Foden's got that where he can chop and Jude ain't really got.
You don't play Foden in that. You don't play Foden. If Foden fitting in that England team, he comes off the wings, one of them wings.
He's got to go on the left.
He's not playing in the midfield.
He's got to go on the left.
He's not playing in the midfield.
Foden probably doesn't start, but he's a game changer.
I know who starts left wing. You lot, they don't believe me though. They don't believe us.
What about Mason Mount?
Who? Nah, Mount can't.
I think he's cooked.
Mason Mount, the guy you was backing all season.
He's been injured, yeah.
Yeah, done right. Yeah,
and when he came back, he's been so good.
Has he?
Every time he played, he's played well.
Yeah, but if we spoke about John Stones playing 36% of games, what is Mason playing?
In terms of an international tournament, someone as good as he is that can play left, right, centre, deep,
That's a Champions League winner. It's only the injuries that's messing him up. You forget at one point in time, the real conversation was who's better, Mount, Foden or Grealish.
Does he go?
Obviously, that conversation didn't age too well.
Does Mason Mount go?
But it's not because he's... It's because
of... Nah, that was lockdown. Yes. That was lockdown. You had players in lockdown that were moving Mark, crazy.
Does Mason Mount go?
No, we don't go, but I'm saying don't talk about him like he's trash.
It's a bum.
He's not a bum.
It's a bum.
You probably think Smith Rowe should still go.
Don't think so.
Nah, Smith Rowe a gun, man. Don't just... Yeah, Smith Rowe...
Smith Rowe's a gun, man, but Mount's trash. You are sick.
He's better
I'm
than
picking
Mount.
Smith Rowe over Mount.
He's not better than Mount. Grow up.
Who? Smith Rowe?
I'm picking Smith Rowe over Mount.
You are sick.
I love the smirk though, troops. I love the smirk.
Tigo, stop hating, bro. What do you mean, grow up?
Smith Rowe over Mount.
This is why I'm so sad about Chelsea here, because everything we've done don't even benefit the players. Like we've ruined everything. We've ruined football.
How many minutes has Mount played this season? That's all I know. None.
Bro, maybe an hour and a half.
Hour, he don't go there. He should be part of the conversation.
No, forget him going. I know he shouldn't go. I'm saying don't talk about him like he's trash. That's my argument.
What about Cole Palmer?
Nah, man, that's right wing.
I'll take right wing, Cole. Yeah, that's right. Cole Palmer is a winger.
Nah, not starting, but okay, that's he goes okay, as a right winger.
Hold on, wait. Who's starting ahead of him? It better not be that guy. Better not be this. He's been standing around like this for
that's
ages.
Good water as well, by the way. Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie. I think we gotta take Cole Palmer.
All right, we'll move into the right wing conversation then. We need another attacking midfielder. We got like Harvey Elliott.
It's Maddison.
Eberechi, Eze, Maddison. Morgan Gibbs-White.
Ooh. As soon as I heard Eze, yeah, I saw everyone go, oh.
Do you know what? He's been a bit inconsistent for me.
Eze is cold, man.
Elise is more consistent, but his injuries is what hampers him.
But out of Eze, Elliott, Maddison, Ross Barkley.
Listen, some of these players have had their chances.
Barkley,
you know?
For me.
I'm saying Barkley.
Some of these players have had their chances in the England shirt,
Barkley,
yeah? And whatever it is, they ain't produced. And you've had a couple Euros or World Cups to kind of like see if it can happen. Give Eze a chance, man. You need a wild card in one of these. We ain't got one. Cole Palmer's not a wild card no more.
Over Maddison.
When did Barkley get a chance? Maddison had his chance in Qatar and he got injured, unfortunately.
Yeah, Ross Barkley will ball out though, you know.
Ross ain't had a chance. Bro, Ross has been balling out, blood. Consistently.
It's interesting though, isn't it? It's interesting because when you talk about these three players, when you talk about Maddison, Barkley and Eze, you're talking about three players with end product, like goals and assists. Who's going to do a better job?
Off the bench.
Ross Barkley.
Barkley, because he's got that rude boy thing where he's like, yo, give me the ball, lad.
Eze plays for Palace.
Exactly. Eze's at Palace, man.
It might not even be to win the game, like go out and get, but you know, just steady, control. When you bring on Ross now, come on, bro.
Tell
that's
him,
a controller,
nah,
bro.
Man.
That's a controller.
With Maddison, you got extra threat from set pieces. Like, you get more
off
of
the
him.
Ball, he's not there, though.
Off the ball, you can't move about, man.
I don't know how he's going to leave
he
Maddison.
He does, bro. And he's a ball carrier. He can get the ball and run with it. He's really good
from a deeper position
Eze's
as well.
But Eze's more wing.
No, Eze can play in the middle, bro.
Not like Ross.
Barkley
not
can
like
go
Ross.
In the 8, in the 10.
Yeah, anyway.
He's more flexible.
I wouldn't trust Eze in the middle, really. more left wing. I'll put Eze more left wing and cutting in.
All right, so think about Eze though. Eze is unknown in Europe. Like when I looked at Martinelli in Europe in the Champions League, I reckon a lot of people were unaware of his quality, so he caught people by surprise. I think Eze in Europe, in the Euros, and not a lot of Europe would be aware of his quality. He plays at Crystal Palace.
About Barkley though as well.
Yeah, I think they'll know about
Barkley. Europe, like, even when he met Chelsea, he kind of fell on his face.
And he's got experience as well, you know.
He's a known English youth, but like, he's a known in foreign, English. Is he known?
Bro, they're all good.
Like, you're bad on your ends, but you're not bad on them ends. You know what I mean?
When you got that Ross Barkley option, how old is he? 30?
29.
Who's going to be coming against peak, players bro. That he's way
his
more
head's in the game. Though, yeah? Look at the three players we're talking about, yeah? They're more talented than the three that we've put in already. You know?
100%.
But like,
we're talking about ability.
It don't matter. Talent don't do anything.
You mean over Rice, Maynou and Gallagher?
Yes.
It sounds like we're ready for a vote, unless anybody wants to back the wild card.
Which is?
Gibbs what?
Bama Dele Alli.
He said, what did he say?
He said he's going to be ready for the wild card.
Yeah, he's got an alarm clock.
His alarm goes off at 9 o'clock every day.
Lippy, what year's the world cup?
2026.
Oh, it says a lot. You know what it is? User can laugh. I wish Dele Alli all the best, man. He was cold.
Of course we wish him the best.
He was cold.
Why would we wish him madness?
Yeah, exactly.
Huh?
Why would we wish him madness?
No, that user don't think he's going to get to the World Cup.
He's not going
to
make it.
Yeah, you can still wish someone gets there and know they're not going
to
get there.
Wishful thinking. I'm trying to help him.
Yeah,
with positivity.
I hear that though.
I want him to
positive,
get there.
Yeah, positive
user
vibes.
Don't want him to get there. I want him to make it.
I would love for him to get there, but it's just not how football works.
Yeah. This guy fixes FIFA, blood.
He should have wrote Euro 2024. You know what I'm saying? He wrote the wrong year.
That's a street you. You shot him from how old?
13.
Yeah, man.
13.
Man, need them street.
Six and a half.
There,
six and a half or something.
Anybody who's been to Milton Keynes, if you've been to Milton Keynes, you know he's not lying.
Yeah, bear roundabout.
Yeah. Trapped out up there.
Yeah.
Trapped out.
It's super trapped. I don't even know how they get all them trap houses there, you know? Like, it's crazy.
Poet, are you going Eze, Madison or Barkley?
I was thinking about Ali, but I'll go Eze.
No, I forgot. Oh my gosh, it was you. Poet was the one that finished him.
Cold.
Tigo, the agenda.
Poet, you Jordy, made him shot, bro.
Eze, want, Madison, bro? Or Barkley?
I'll go Barkley. I like the Mandem's case.
Dan, how are
I'm
you?
Gonna go Eze, but just I need a slightly more wild card. I feel like I've seen enough of Barkley, you know. What do you mean? Yeah, you just said Barkley.
No, I said Eze.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
He's a God-fearing youth as well. He loves Jesus.
Like Garcia?
Yeah, like Saka.
Miles, who are you going
I'm
for?
I'm going Ross Barkley, man. He's a baller. Put him in there, he's balling.
Lippy?
He's
Ross
balling.
Barkley, man.
Troops?
Jollof rice, blood.
Yeah, man, Ross.
My vote don't count.
How about you just give it anyway?
Madison.
Okay.
He's anti-Arsenal.
I like you're just
saying anti-Arsenal because I know good footballers.
I'm here saying that Maino, I know good footballers. I'm here saying Maino should start in the midfield, but you're here moving like a wallad.
Bro, this guy's he's on that. He don't make he's not on the bridge.
Big man Ting.
I want the best for England. And Madison needs to go.
He voted leave, brother. He voted leave.
Like
nah, man.
His vote ain't valid, blood.
Well, we've made it to white players.
White players?
White.
Oh. Wide.
I know Rossi. the black versus white debate was cold.
Let's have an honest conversation. Let's be honest with each other. Let's all be honest before we get into proper wingers. Raheem Sterling and Marcus Rashford. Let's talk about it.
Rashford starts left.
Raheem don't go.
Have you watched Rashford?
Rashford's a shoo-in.
Rashford goes for England.
You're not pushing your agenda today.
Rashford don't go.
Raheem.
Rashford
don't go. Raheem's not even in the conversation. Rashford is on the
That's
plane
too
already.
Much, man.
Jordy, Man United fan.
Boys, he's got to go on holiday, man.
Thank you, man.
Rashford's got to go
he needs,
on holiday.
You need to start appreciating
Rashford
this.
Don't go.
Rashford don't go.
You see the way England plays and see Harry Kane where he drops in, he needs runners off him. Rashford's perfect for him. Rashford needs to go. Whether he starts or not is whatever. Rashford is perfect
bro,
for him.
Bro, England Rashford is a guy, bro. All
right, that guy is a maniac, you know. You see once he gets in that bag. I ain't never seen him do that recently, you know.
No, there's a reason.
He ain't scored.
He ain't scored.
Everyone else doing it on his behalf. Kimmich. What?
Kimmich is doing it, blood.
Kimmich?
Yeah.
But do you know who did it first?
Not him. Bentner.
Me. I'm deadly serious.
In Westway.
When?
Westway.
You messaged me a lot. Check my WhatsApp picture. and check the date. And then check the correlation. When did this start? No, it didn't start in the World Cup, did it?
Check the correlation.
No, it started just after the World Cup. Why do you have a good World Cup? Anyway, the streets know anyway.
The streets don't know.
Yeah, man.
Now he has to go, man.
He has to go.
We made that mistake like, not bringing a pace merchant when we didn't bring Theo Walcott. When we did bring Theo Walcott, everyone was like, why didn't you bring him? It's a pace merchant, bro.
Anthony Gordon's pace.
Gordon goes as well.
Gerard Bowen deserves
Bravo,
to go.
Bravo, Rashford is
bro.
A killer. We know he's
I'd
a killer.
Take Bowen.
I'm taking Bowen over Rashford.
No way.
Bowen ain't playing on the left. Bowen's on the right.
Left wing, bro. Left all wing.
Right. All right, so all right. We'll hold Rashford then, and I'll just throw some more options in there then.
For left wing?
Yeah. Anthony Gordon.
Yeah.
Are having a great season.
So are you lot saying definitely Gordon over Rashford?
No.
Yes.
I'm saying take both of them.
Take both of them.
In the last four seasons, how many good seasons from Rashford? In the last four?
Last season.
I'm just asking.
Last season.
So just last season. So one in four.
No, two and four. He hasn't been bad for three of the last four seasons.
Did you watch him this weekend?
He didn't even use his pace.
No, but he wants to leave, bro.
None whatsoever.
Zero take-ons.
Then give him a summer to sort his move out.
You ain't coming Arsenal, I tell you that.
He is coming Arsenal.
We're not saving him as well, bro.
Arsenal's a good move for him, you know?
He's better than Martinelli, bro. You have to be honest, bro.
So look, let's be honest. If Rashford goes, and Anthony Gordon goes, then Jack Grealish probably doesn't go, no?
Grealish don't go.
No, Grealish has to go.
Grealish has to go. That's why Rashford don't go. Because Anthony Gordon and Grealish are ahead of him, bro.
I think Grealish
Man said Rashford over Grealish. Are you actually banning Butch?
No, we're not.
No, let's be serious. What's Grealish done this season?
He turned their season around.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he has.
No, he didn't.
Man City fans always tell me, he didn't.
Grealish,
yo, we're missing Grealish. As soon as he went in the team, what happened? They started to win. Now they're literally, we're waiting for them to slip, bro. Why is that?
No, Grealish has to go. In my opinion,
it's 2 years, two seasons in a row as well.
And that left side, if you're guaranteeing one, Grealish has to be the one that definitely goes.
Rashford goes as a striker, and Gordon and Grealish.
No, we're going to take three strikers. It's going to be Kane, Watkins, and...
Don't stop
and
jumping
and
ahead.
Are you going to tell us? What are you going to take? How do you know?
Rashford as a striker?
No. I think you're onto something.
Rashford goes on the plane. I don't know how you make him fit, but Rashford goes on the plane.
It's Rashford in or Rashford out. That's the conversation right now. So, wait. Let's do a vote, From man. My left to my right, Margs, Rashford in or Rashford out?
Rashford in.
Troops.
Out. In.
Lippy.
In.
Miles. Dan.
Wait, how many strikers? Nine.
No,
are going
no.
In. Just in or out. Just in or out.
In or out.
In.
In. Yes, Jordy. Out.
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 Voted. Rashford's in.
No, Rashford's in.
No, T votes.
I swear to God, me and Rashford, we got a weird relationship.
Oh my God. T, yes or no?
Rashford's out. And is it Anthony Gordon?
Yeah, it's definitely
Anthony Gordon.
Yeah, exactly.
What is it about Gordon I don't like? Is it his face?
Rashford gets dropped by the second game if he starts in the first game. He gets dropped by the second.
He might come back into the fold when we get later on down the list. But right now, we've got a right winger to deal with. Bukayo Saka is going to be the first name.
Yes.
Yeah, there's no question. There's no point even debating that.
Followed by Cole Palmer.
No, I don't want to debate it. I'm not sure if he should start. I think he's in bad form.
I love Cole Palmer, but if it's out of Palmer and Bowen, we got to go with Bowen.
What?
No. Are you sick?
No. Bowen's got to go with England, bro.
You know why I agree?
Bowen's got to go with England, bro.
Do you know why I agree?
Bowen has to
go. Do you know why?
You agree?
Do you know why? Bowen has done it on the big stage already. You could say the Conference League is small. He's done it. Main stage. He knows how to handle the pressure. Last
Cole
minute
Palmer
winners.
Scored in the European Super League.
It came off the bench though, Bowen. Bowen's playing the game. Bowen's the main man.
Palmer's the main man for Chelsea.
Look where West Ham are and look where Chelsea
are. They're right next to each other.
They're in the same place.
They've got two games in hand.
You know Chelsea and no Cole Palmer. 18th, I don't even know where 18th, they are. Right? They might be 18th.
No, I do.
They might be 18th.
No.
They are 18th. They are. He's right. They're 18th.
Cole Palmer's thing is Cole Palmer FC. Bro.
Chelsea without Palmer at 18th.
Chelsea without Palmer at 18th, and you want to bring Bowen?
Boys, we started this episode talking about when Troops was a meme on an infamous blog page.
Who's that, Sancho?
Troops is also a meme every other weekend when Man United play because Jadon Sancho. And he's another one who's in the Champions League semi-final.
He's not doing that.
I'd take Sancho.
Nah.
He's not a good enough meme. Cole Palmer. That's it. You lot ain't deep in this, right?
Listen, Troops.
If you don't treat him right now.
I'll take Jay Huncho, bro.
Listen.
I'm taking Jay Huncho.
If you don't treat Cole Palmer right now, he's going to pick St. Kitts.
Obviously, Saka's definitely starting, yeah? But if Palmer does this again next season.
Uh-oh.
Southgate, whoever it is, they got a headache, bro.
No, we know what Saka is. Saka's sick, but Saka's a robot.
And them man won't have a clue what's going on. They ain't got a Scooby who Bowen is.
You know when you say about Eze? Nobody knows Bowen, bro.
No one knows
Imagine
Bowen.
Imagine Bowen off the bench running
you
at you, man.
You just said he's in Europe doing up things, and now no one knows him.
I said nobody knows Bowen. He's a cult.
Yeah, but you just said he did it on a big stage, though. European stage.
No, but I said it's not a big stage, but it's a big stage because it's a European final.
All right, boys, let me land. Boys, let me land one second, because I'm not saying Cole Palmer's better than better than Bowen. I think Cole Palmer's the absolute truth, Palmer. But Bowen is a dog. And in that international tournament, in international football, we've seen it for his little highlights. He will come off the bench. He will come off the bench. He will come off the bench and impact the game. He will impact the game.
You don't know watch Bowen, blood.
You don't watch him.
You watch Palmer.
Of course I watch Palmer. I'd want to take them both.
Everyone's made their case now, so I guess it's time to vote.
It's Palmer, man.
Poet, are you going Palmer or Bowen?
He's got 20 goals this season. Man, I'm crazy.
Bowen or Palmer?
Cole, man. Cole Palmer.
Cole, man.
Cole Palmer.
Jordy, Dan?
J. Cole.
Nah, J. Cole can't roll.
Yeah, Miles? He's a fussy, man. He let me down.
Miles, Palmer or Bowen?
J. Cole. Palmer.
Palmer.
Palmer, troops.
Brad, I'd pick both.
You got to pick one.
That's still Palmer.
That's still Palmer.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, but I'd pick them two instead of Rashford, blood. You get me?
In my mind.
But out of them two, it's got... out of them two, Bowen, man.
In my mind, Bowen's going to impact the game more. Bowen just plays off the cuff.
You've made your case. You've voted and you've lost.
Your England team is not happening, boy.
My team will bring back the gold.
Your team's going Olympics.
Your team could go Olympics. UK, he's got the Great Britain team. Great Britain.
Great Britain and Wales.
Let's talk strikers. Harry Kane's in.
How many are we picking? Four or three?
Ollie Watkins and Solanke.
I think we start with three.
That's it.
The fourth will be Rashford. I like that.
You saw it.
Start with three.
You saw it. Kane, Watkins, Solanke. Troops, say yes.
No. Tony.
Tony for what?
Ivan Tony.
Solanke's got to go over Tony.
Tony for what? Tony's going to go by Ibiza.
If we get into penalties, we need Tony there. Ivan Tony.
If we go penalties.
can we all agree that Watkins is in there, right?
Yeah.
Kane and Watkins. So Kane and Watkins.
And Solanke.
And Solanke. Ivan Tony, blood. His comeback's dead, bro. His comeback's dead.
He had a good run when he came back. Then he kind of went like six games without scoring a goal. His longest run without scoring. Then he got injured.
Now he's Ebwemo and Wissa.
Now Ebwemo and Wissa have gone back again. Brother, Solanke's
still... talking about injuries, bro. We picked Luke Shaw, bro.
We didn't want to.
We were forced.
Man thought Solanke would fall off at January when Arsenal were linked with him, This guy's actually still kicked on, bro.
Facts.
Yeah, 100%.
He's still kicked on, bro.
And his overall game has been...
And look at the way he bad up Man United. That's what it is. You got PTSD.
Everyone bads up United. That don't mean nothing.
No, but you got Solanke bad.
That don't mean nothing.
Kane, Watkins, the third person is Danny Welbeck.
Bro, come on. What was
Tigo,
that?
Tigo, why are you nodding?
Danny Welbeck will bang. He's had a great season.
Danny Welbeck's part of that 2012 side that I didn't like with Andy Carroll up front. It's not good. Not good.
Danny Welbeck's a wild card. It's not going to happen, but I like it, Miles. I like it.
I like Danny Welbeck this season. He bangs.
We got a choice here. We got Solanke or we got Tony.
Solanke.
It's gotta be Solanke.
It would have been Tony.
Tony.
It's the goal scorer.
Wait. Everybody stop. Troops, why do you keep calling him Tony? He's not R&B singer.
Ivan Tony. They call him Ivan Tony.
Tony.
You're trying to Spanish him off to make him.
What's wrong, man? His name's Ivan Tony. It's not Ivan Tony.
It's Tony.
I swear it's Ivan Tony.
We don't call you troops.
No. You're a guest. You're a guest.
Troops.
That's a troops. This guy.
Solanke's name can be pronounced different ways as well. So
Solanke.
He's Swedish now.
Solanke.
We got a Scandinavian option.
Solanke.
Solanke.
Yeah.
Now he's better than Tony though.
He's not.
I can't lie. Tony's a little bit restricted in ability, fam. Nah, man. Tony's a lot of talk. I thought it was going to be.
I'm going to lose this vote as well, innit?
This is.
All right, let's vote. We've got Solanke or Tony. Let's start with you, Mark, so you can lose early.
Tony.
Okay.
Tony.
Troops.
Solanke.
Lippy.
Lippy knows ball.
Tony.
Thank you. I knew.
Miles.
Ivan Tony.
Whoa.
Thank you. See? You're not Tony. Acoustic.
Solanke.
Jordy.
Solanke.
Tony won.
Yeah.
Ivan Tony won.
Ivan Tony's a killer, man.
Tony can't kick ball. Solanke can kick ball.
Tony can kick ball, you madman.
You're a madman. You're a madman.
I haven't mentioned your glasses all episode, I mentioned your glasses all episode.
They're cold though.
Don't make me do it.
They're cold.
Honestly, Mark, this outfit, do a fit check afterwards. This is the worst
I've got a hoodie and joggers on.
Look at it.
Bruv, your sleeves are short, bruv.
So are yours. This is dumb argument. You idiot.
You cooked yourself, man.
We got a full squad except we got two more places to fill.
Is it?
And we got to decide where that depth needs to be added. We got 24 players. They are in goal. Pickford, Ramsdale, Johnston. At centre-back, Stones, Maguire, Konsar and Branthwaite. Left-backs, Shaw and Mitchell. Right-backs, Walker and Alexander-Arnold. Midfield, Rice, Maynou and Gallagher. Attacking midfield, Bellingham, Foden, Barkley. Left wing, Grealish, Gordon. Right wing, Saka, Palmer. Up front, Kane, Watkins, Tony. We need to pick two wild cards that pad this team
It's
out.
Important that with these spaces, we choose versatility.
Mm-hmm, I think so.
And I've got a player. I've got a player who's got bags of experience and does yoga and was a wonder kid before I was even born.
Brian Giggs.
James Milner.
I was going to say Milner. He's retired from international football, unfortunately. Surely it's an attacking player and it's a non-attacking player. So it's probably a Rashford-Bowen debate.
Is Gomez in?
He's not in there.
No, Gomez ain't there.
Rashford and Gomez.
Gomez and Bowen.
Rashford and Gomez.
Do you know what? Gomez might be a good shout.
Who's the left backs? Who's the left backs?
Gomez goes left off.
Left backs are
Mitchell and Shaw.
Mitchell and Shaw.
Yeah, he needs a left back. Just to be sure. Yeah, Gomez.
And Mitchell ain't playing.
So Gomez
is
covered.
Are really going to try and keep Rashford out of this team, innit?
No, it's Gomez and Rashford.
No, Lippy's saying Rashford. I'm saying Bowen.
Gomez and Rashford.
What about Bowen? Can I tell you what's funny? We got Mitchell and Shaw left back. And if we pick Gomez, he'll probably play the most.
You are doing this pragmatist thing. You are scared. We need winners. We need goals. We need dynamics. We need Rashford and Bowen.
All right, so look, Rashford's name's coming up a lot. Do we agree Rashford's the extra player?
Okay, can we vote to put Rashford in then?
That's what we're doing right now. Rashford. That extra man, Rashford, troops.
What was the alternative? We're just saying Rashford.
Bowen.
No, but just Bowen or Rashford.
Can I say something? If Rashford's going, Bowen's not going.
That's the thing.
No,
it's okay, one cool. or the other.
Okay, Rashford or Bowen then?
Rashford
or Bowen, troops?
Rashford. Bowen.
Miles. Miles, Rashford. Savage Dan.
Rashford.
Jordy.
Marcus.
Poet? After all that, Rashford.
Marcus.
I'll bang them and blame it on Marcus.
Now we got one position left. We got one space on this plane left.
Gomez,
the original one.
Don't be scared, man.
Your centre backs right now that are going are Stones, Maguire, Konsa, and Branthwaite.
Konsa can play on the left if he wants as well.
Yeah, facts.
We don't need a defender, bro.
Is Madison in the team?
No.
Nah. Madison then.
I'm with you.
Madison then.
Ezzy. Eze.
I say Eze.
Oh, we got another Eze.
Ooh. I say Eze then.
All right.
No, I'm saying Gomez.
Man said Eze. Because Eze's on form right now, blood. And it's momentum.
So you're going to add another attacking player?
Yeah, why?
Yes.
Not? More firepower.
He can play the 8 and he can play 10.
Eze. Firepower wins you games.
Gomez is needed.
International football is defensive.
You know what? I'm never going to lie. I think Joe Gomez needs to go, you know.
After all this.
Yo.
Gomez.
Why?
He has to go.
We need options and all that. Exactly. We need options.
But look, Konsa can go to the left, blood. Nah. And he's not guaranteed to start, so he will be fit majority of the tournament. So why do you need to take him into
No, troops. You know he just deserted you, innit?
Just let him stand on completely. The show. Let him stay there.
Man, left man on the block.
You know what it is? I know I'm not going to get what I want.
We've now got a Joe Gomez, Eberechi Eze, or James Maddison conversation.
Eze can play three positions, man.
Now, we could... And there's no other name, as far as I can tell, that's been shouted about as much. You could say Jared Bowen, but then we're just overloading everything if we go there. Let's vote. Margs.
Do me last, man.
Huh? Ross, your highlights are terrible.
Hey,
bro.
Whoa, what are you doing?
I said what I said.
Poet. Gomez, Eze, Madison.
Eze.
Jordy.
Gomez.
Savage Dan.
Eze.
Miles.
Eze.
Lippy.
Wow, Gomez.
Troops.
Madison.
Oh, Marks.
Marks.
Gomez.
Troops, why are you wasting a vote?
No. Why am I wasting a vote?
Because no one else said Madison.
Because I think Madison goes over Eze.
All right, if Gomez didn't go, we don't know ball.
We got me, Poet, and Thing. That's three for Eze.
Four.
But we know Gomez is going to go, though.
Lippy, I want to give the Jamaican a chance. In the last minute, you chose Eze as well? A chance.
No, you chose Eze.
No, I chose Gomez.
Yeah, that's it. Four of us did. That's why Gomez is in.
Yeah, they're Gomez.
So what's our squad looking like?
All right, we've put a squad on the plane, boys. We put a squad on the plane. Our goalkeepers and what? This is why we don't talk about goalkeepers on the show.
That's terrible.
Pickford, Ramsdale, and Johnston.
Because Nick Pope's injured, it will look better with Pope there.
Mm. Yeah,
it will look much better with Pope there.
Sure,
that's it. Sure.
our central defenders are John Stones, Harry Maguire, Ezri Konsa, Jared Branthwaite, and Joe Gomez. I'm putting him in centre back because he is a centre back.
Yeah.
That's where he's had his best days. Our left backs are Luke Shaw and Tariq Mitchell.
If Shaw stays fit, that's no problem.
Our right backs are Kyle Walker and Trent Alexander-Arnold.
Yeah, great.
That's 30.
That's mad.
30. That might be our... Darren Pivot might be our best.
Mm. Our midfield is Declan Rice, Kobbie Mainoo and Conor Gallagher.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Gallagher lets it down there.
But Gallagher gives you something that maybe you can't get from that.
He gives it something different, 100%.
The attacking midfielders, Jude Bellingham, Phil Foden, Ross Barkley.
That's actually class.
Healthy.
That's healthy.
Barkley's only in there because he's Lippy's brethren, you know.
Nah, Barkley's a real
one.
Why
are you doing that for?
Barkley, I got
Ross, what I'm following the man there or something.
He don't even follow me.
Enough, boss. Aye, pause. Yeah, is he?
Yo,
Ross is our my
left,
dog.
Our Harry left, Yolt. Our left wing is Jack Grealish, Anthony Gordon, Marcus Rashford.
How much you want to bet you see this in the tournament? How much you want to bet you see this in the tournament?
Bookies won't even take them odds. Bookies won't take them odds. You know you're seeing that.
On the right of our England squad is Bukayo Saka and Cole Palmer.
That's crazy.
That's cold.
And the right hand side for England's crazy.
The right hand side's crazy. It's mad over there.
England are good. I don't care what no one says.
Up front, Harry Kane, Ollie Watkins, and Ivan Toney.
Nah, you lost me. Brings it down. I'm Portuguese now.
That is our squad. You see how democratically we did it. I think every player here was mentioned, maybe except Jamie Bynoe-Gittens and Solly March. Dwight McNeil wasn't mentioned. Tammy Abraham wasn't mentioned. Dominic Calvert-Lewin wasn't mentioned. Alfie Gilchrist wasn't mentioned. Aaron Wan-Bissaka, he's still without a country.
He's Congolese, brother. He needs to stop. He just needs to stop ignoring it.
But that is who we're taking on the plane. Filthy at five, filthy5.com. Thank you, troops.
Troops.
Aye. Back again.
Back again.
North West. We got the man then, blood.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.